You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Several residents now have access to better roads thanks to the World Bank-funded Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The ICBSP is aimed at improving the quality of life in 12 target communities across the island. Through the project, the roadways in several communities have been rehabilitated using asphaltic concrete 1.5 inches thick. Other associated works include excavation, grading, and provision of marl base prior to resurfacing. Marchpen in St. Catherine is among the communities that have benefited from better road infrastructure. President of the Marchpen Benevolent Society, Karen Holness, describes the road condition prior to the rehabilitative works.
There wasn't any road. There was just not even potholes. We call those craters. They were so huge. You have to be going through slowly as not to damage your vehicle. And that starts from coming off the Spanish Town bypass, going straight down. There's no road there. Also, whenever time it rains, we usually have severe flooding.
Thanks to the ICBSP, those conditions are becoming a distant memory.
Persons are not afraid to venture into the community to deliver their goods anymore because there is no longer any crater there. The road is smooth surface, and so they don't have to worry about their vehicles getting damaged.
As you can imagine, residents of Marchpen are appreciative of the improved road conditions in the community.
It has allowed the persons living in the community to have a different look on life. They are saying that the fact of the matter is, persons can now recognize that they are somebody. One person even said to me, "Can any good come out of Marchpen?" And the response is yes, because it has made a great empowerment in their lives so far, that persons really and truly do embrace it. And so they are saying kudos to JSIF for what they have done and what they are still doing.
President of the Marchpen Benevolent Society, Karen Holness. Whitfield Town in St. Andrew also benefited from road improvement work under the Inner City Basic Services Project. President of the Zone B Community Committee and President of the Greater Whitfield Town Community Development Committee, Robert Taylor, says the project has had a significant impact on the community.
The road had an immense impact on the community. For example, it has started with a short-term labor and it has created a whole lot of income for the community because, you know, they weren't working, and for the few months that employment generated a little impetus with them.
He says since the roads were repaired, residents now have greater access to public transportation.
And also it saves on the commuters, their shoes, and they tap them and then come to the community more often now, dropping off passengers, picking up. That never usually happened for the road, and it's too bad. But now you can see the beautification of it.
Mr. Taylor says the improved road conditions have given Whitfield Town residents a renewed sense of pride in their community.
I feel good because now you have commuters coming through that never usually come through, and some of them even stop and shop, buy stuff from the shop, buy drink or whatever from the bars. You understand me? Buy food from the people on the corner selling the food. So you can see the spin-off.
President of Zone B Community Committee and President of the Greater Whitfield Town CDC, Robert Taylor. Other communities that have benefited from the project include Federal Gardens, Trenchtown, St. Andrew, Passmore Town, Dunkirk, Kingston, Central Village, Lauriston and Knollys, St. Catherine, Buckner and Clarendon, and Flanker, St. James. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.